Let's start off with reapportionment. This is the effort to redraw House and Senate districts. The state Supreme Court basically sided with Republicans and sent back a proposal to the committee that drew up the new map, saying that too many counties were being split up. I know that the goal of the committee was to increase competitiveness, but if this was their best effort after months of work, Jody, what does the court hope to gain?
Well, you're right. Their effort was to put more competitiveness in the maps, and that's something that the commission really strove for. While they did that, they also made some districts not within whole counties. And they specifically cited Arapahoe and Jefferson counties, the fact that they were split, as unacceptable. And they said that they really needed to have the commission go back to the drawing board and really keep in mind that under the Constitution, county boundaries must be kept intact before any of the other criteria are considered.
Well, the court is asking for a new map by December 6th. What happens if the court doesn't like what it sees? Would they step in and maybe draw up the boundaries?
That's an option. But Rick Palacio, the chairman of the Colorado Democratic Party, said that he looked over the maps and he really thinks that Democrats at least can return to the commission and address some of the issues that the court pointed out. So he's optimistic that this can be done and that the commission will be able to actually redraw the districts rather than the court.
The Supreme Court is now also involved in the process of redrawing congressional districts, redistricting, after they agreed late last week to hear a Republican appeal to a map that was picked by a Denver judge that favors Democrats in this process. They're going to hear arguments, which again focus around the issue of competitiveness, on December 1st. What's the court likely to do here?
Well, this is kind of a problem that Coloradans have seen before. In fact, the last two redistrictings, 10 years ago and 20 years ago, they both ended up in court because the legislature could not come up with a consensus map. Here again, we have the same kind of situation. Despite the fact that members of the redistricting committee really pledged last December that they would work together and really thought they could come up with something that was fair to both parties, they were unable to do that. Now the Republicans are upset because they think that the issue of competitiveness as opposed to keeping cities and counties whole is again at stake.
Well, if the precedent is there that the courts are ending up deciding these issues, why do we just not have the courts do it in the first place?
Well, good question, and there's been some talk about that. But the state constitution mandates that the legislature and the Reapportionment Commission for Reapportionment is the body that has to do this. And unfortunately, it's pretty hard to do it because you're dealing with people's and the legislators' political futures and ask them to actually divide the districts and work on that really affects their own political futures. And it's hard to do and hard to expect that everyone's going to agree. You know, the court can come up with its own map. Right now, the preference, of course, I think, is still to have legislators do it. But every few years, this comes up as an issue, and there's always a possibility that changes can be made in the future.
I guess we still have a decade to figure that out, assuming that we get a redistricting and a reapportionment map taken care of here in the short term. Jody, thank you.
You're welcome.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.